The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. They opened their treasure chests. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the Epiphany, the coming of the wise men to the infant Jesus. We don't really know who they were, but we know that they gave three very precious gifts: gold and frankincense and myrrh. You know, we all know about gold, but frankincense was another lavish gift. It's a divine gift. Frankincense was actually an expensive perfume. It was the incense or perfume that was used in the Temple of Jerusalem at their most holy festivals. When they gave the baby Jesus frankincense, those wise men were acknowledging the divine role that this baby Jesus would have in the life of the world. They gave the gift of myrrh. It was another lavish gift, but it was also a foreboding gift. Myrrh was a very special spice that you used when you buried people. It was the ancient world's embalming fluid. In ancient times, it was more expensive than gold. The gift of myrrh is an omen of how this child's life would end. Incidentally, myrrh is not that expensive anymore. And studies have shown that it raises your good cholesterol and lowers the bad. Maybe you ought to give that a try before you start statins. But of all the gifts given and received that day, the most precious gifts was the gift that the infant Jesus gave the wise men. Saint Matthew records, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed. They were overwhelmed with great joy. The gift of the Christ child gave them overwhelming joy. And what gave them that overwhelming sense of joy? You know, they knew that they were looking into the eyes of God. And those were the eyes of a person that would fulfill God's promises that were made so many years ago. And this child brought the promises of God's love, not just for the Jewish people, but all people, including pagans like themselves. Overwhelming joy. There doesn't seem to be a lot of that these days. I heard on the news that the most depressing day of the year is the first Monday after New Year's, because many of us, well, it's a day that all of us have to go back to regular work. Many of us have overspent at the holidays, and reality is starting to hit home about perhaps how much we spent. And the weather is really miserable. During the Christmas season, we look forward to snow, don't we? And now we see snow in the forecast and we simply groan. Now it's just plain cold and sloppy, especially this past week. The news doesn't seem to inspire us with overwhelming joy. You know, today there's news of political infighting and wars and rumors of wars and revelations of misconduct of powerful people. There's an 0-16 season for the hapless Browns. There's even rumors of LeBron leaving again. You know, my wife and I periodically sit down and we ask each other, what are you looking forward to these days? What gives you hope? What gives you joy? And a couple days ago, my wife asked me that, and the only answer I could come up with was spring. Perhaps what we need to do is we need to gaze into the eyes of that Christ child to find that overwhelming sense of joy. We need to gaze into the eyes of Emmanuel, God is with us. You know, with the gift of Emmanuel, we know that God is with us in this life, and God has broken into our lives with an overwhelming love for you and I. It's a love so very special that he would bring his son into the world, and eventually his son would die for the world. And it's a love that says, I love you so very much that not even death in the grave will be able to separate my love from you. Perhaps we need to look into the eyes of the child that conquers death and all the hard things of this life. Because of this child, you know, those evil things and the sadness of the world is finite. Those things will come to an end. And the blessings and the wonderment of the kingdom of God is infinite. And I always like the vision of Psalm 23. God's kingdom will be like that, like a banquet feast, like I had with my family on the 26th. Where all of God's people are present and the celebration never comes to an end. You know, we had to go home on the 27th. When God's celebration comes, it never ends. We're all also perhaps a little bit broken. Some of us may feel a lot broken. The child comes to bring healing in our lives, healing in our relationship with God, and healing in our relationship with others. Guilt can be such a terrible thing. The child comes to bring healing from our past. One of my favorite of Paul's passages is found in the book of Philippians. He writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That child comes to bring peace to our troubled souls, and yes, even joy. So, like the wise men, we bring our gifts to the infant Jesus. We bring the gifts of our own time, of our own talents, and our own treasure. We give him the gift of ourselves. But all those gifts that we offer him pale in comparison to the gift that God gives us through him. Even in our often turbulent and troubled lives, what he gives us is the gift of life and the gift of salvation and the gift of peace. He gives us the gift of joy. Even overwhelming joy. That promise is sealed with that gift of one very special child. Amen.